doesn't get any less shocking, no matter how many times you recount the passion. We hear the crowd cry out in the midst of this great struggle, "We have no king but Caesar. We have no king but Caesar." This is an oppressed people waiting for the Messiah of God to liberate them from foreign rule, from Caesar. And when their king is presented to them, they cry out, "We have no king but Caesar." This is the source, my friends, of every sin. Rebellion against God. Failure to trust God. To have faith in Him. To put our lives in His hands. No, we all too often prefer other kings. Other kings. We oftentimes prefer those who keep us bound. Our favorite sins, our favorite little rebellions, could be something like gossip even, could be something like unforgiveness. Whatever it is, this is wickedness, and it's deep within us. We're all terribly wounded, defaced by our sins, entrapped, ensnared. And today our Messiah is presented to us, who can liberate us, can bring us true freedom. And yet there's still something within us that cries out for another king. And my friends, that's what we see when we come to venerate the cross. When we see Jesus pierced for our transgressions. Because even though we prefer some other king, Jesus thirsts for us to the end. He thirsts for you to the very end, so that you might have life and have it to the full.